Hello. You'll notice I'm wearing the same shirt and everything. I'm actually out of town this week, so all of these videos are being done at the same time. But I hope you're staying up with us and reading. We're going to continue on with the story of Absalom. This time we're in chapter 16. David's on the run. As he leaves, he runs into Ziba. If you remember, Ziba is the guy who was a servant of Saul. And David has put him in charge of Mephibosheth. And he comes loaded up with gifts and donkeys and food to take care of David. And David asks him where Mephibosheth is, and he says he's still in the town in Jerusalem, assuming that he's going to be made the king when David is kicked out. Obviously, he has no loyalty to David, even though David has shown him nothing but kindness. David looks at Ziba and says, basically, when this is all over, you're going to get all the things that Mephibosheth owned, all of his lands, everything's going to be yours. David then leaves. He runs into another guy, Shimei, who is also from the same tribe as Saul. He's obviously carrying a grudge that David is the king, and he's cursing him and everything. And David won't let him do anything to him. And as they go on about his business, we're going to pick him up later on. Towards the end of chapter 16, what you're going to see is the whole play out of Ahithophel and him giving advice to Absalom, and that advice being twisted and perverted by David's friend Hushai. And then you get into chapter 17, and there's even more of that, and Absalom is getting advice that will weaken him, and ultimately he has to fight with David. And then in chapter 18, we know the story. David's men kill Absalom, and David is so incredibly sad. He just mourns for Absalom, which basically upsets Joab, because Joab is going to talk to him about it in the next chapter more. But he's basically saying, you worry about a son who's trying to overthrow your kingdom more than you care for the people who are taking care of you. David's family is absolutely disintegrating, and all of this because of what he did with Bathsheba. Enjoy the reading, and we'll talk to you more tomorrow. Have a good evening.